Nolte, Academy's Woke Movie Museum Snubs Jews Who Founded Hollywood. By John Nolte on March 22, 2022. Hollywood's new Academy Museum of Motion Pictures was so desperate to be multicultural, it snubbed the Jewish men who created the film business. The new Academy Museum of Motion Pictures in Los Angeles, which was criticized for overlooking the role Jewish immigrants played in creating the industry, is planning to make up for the omission with a new permanent exhibition next year, reports the far-left New York Times. Wait, what? The Academy opened a 300,000-square-foot museum as a tribute to the film business and failed to mention the very men who created that film business? Here's the excuse. We want to ensure that we are taking an honest, inclusive and diverse look at our history, that we create a safe space for complicated, hard conversations, said museum director Bill Kramer. But one group was conspicuously absent in this initial celebration of diversity and inclusivity. The Jewish immigrants, white men all, who were central to founding the Hollywood studio system, reports the Times. The whole world is upside down. A Hollywood museum without Jews is like a Holocaust museum without Jews or an electric light bulb museum without Edison or a telephone museum without Don Ameche. Jews invented Hollywood. They didn't just work there. They didn't just thrive there. Jews created Hollywood. Jews gave us the film business, the art of the motion picture. Harry Cohn, William Fox, Carl Laemmle, Louis B. Mayer, Jack, and Harry Warner, Adolf Zukor, David O. Selznick. Why not just open a museum about water and leave out the wet? How about a jazz museum with no black people? How about a hockey museum with no Canadians? How about a country music museum with no one from Appalachia? The woke Gestapo are so broken, so desperate to rewrite history, they've gone beyond Orwell. What did they put in those 300,000 square feet instead? I'll bet there's a whole wing devoted to Lizzo. Well, she'd probably need a whole wing. It's not just that these Jews created the motion picture business. It is that they created an entirely new art form that was as uniquely American as jazz. And they did it to flee the bigotry of the times. Way out west in a little place called Hollywoodland, they could create a thing of their own. And now that same bigotry is erasing them. What a joke. The plan to rectify this is also a joke. The exhibition is being planned for a relatively modest 850-square-foot gallery on the third floor of the building. Dara Jaffe, the curator, said the exhibition, which will be called Hollywoodland, will be a broad look at the origins of the industry. It will highlight the biographies and achievements of the founders of the major studios, as well as of some lesser-known Jewish filmmakers. Only 850 square feet? This sounds like the worst museum in the world, and by that I mean a dishonest museum wholly uninterested in presenting and preserving history and more interested in rewriting it. This sounds like a museum where woke fascists go to feel moral satisfaction, not to learn anything. P.S. The Don Ameche reference is a joke. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.